Midbar, fascinating statement when you open up Rashi right at the beginning of the Parsha, the subject of the initial psukim is the count, the census that was taken by the Jewish people early in their time in the Midbar, not long after Matan Torah. What's very interesting, though, is that when they would all line up and be counted by Moshe and Aaron, both were in charge of the count, as well as the Nesim who attended too, Rashi says that they brought with them a Sefer Yichus. They brought some sort of documentation. Okay, you know, you go to the DMV, you want to get a license, you want to get a passport at the post office, you have to bring certain documents that indicate who you are, where you come from, and so forth. The Jewish people, before they could be counted, also had to prove exactly who they were, the father, the grandfather, great-grandfather, and so forth. Now, that seems pretty harmless, seems pretty rational, that you need to have some sort of backup to explain where you're coming from in order to be included in the count. But there's a medrash that says that when Hashem gave the Torah, the other nation said, what about us? You know, how come you're leaving us out of the opportunity to receive the Torah? And Hashem says, because the Jewish people have a Sefer HaYichus, they have this documentation as to where they come from, and you don't. Okay, so if I was not Jewish, I would say, oh, that's all it is? Well, you know, there are some non-Jews who have Sefer Yichus also. They can also trace back their lineage. They know where they came from. Jews, just we have a little more pride in, you know, which Rebbe we descend from, so therefore we get the Torah over anybody else. Not that we should take that lightly. If we come from holy stock, that's something that should be revered and valued. But Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov Fisher, who's a great posik in Yerushalayim, died about 20 years ago, maybe a little bit more, had a very simple but penetrating insight. He said, what we're really getting at over here is not simply you did keep count of who you come from, you didn't keep count of where you come from. Fundamentally, what does Moshe Rabbeinu say at the end of his life? He tells the Jewish people, I want you to remember Maimon Har Sinai every single day. Not only that, Vodatim Levanecha Levnevanecha Yom Asher Matatel Tnei Hashem Al-Kav Al-Chorev. Tell your children, tell your grandchildren what the experience of Matan Torah was like. Rav Soloveitchik, when he had grandchildren of his own learning in his shir in YU, he said, I feel like I'm standing by Har Sinai. The directive of Moshe Rabbeinu was not just to remember the sound and light and thunder and light, but it's to pass that on so that it is something which stays with us in our collective memory generation after generation. So it works both ways. The continuity of that experience goes from generation to generation. It's because of the Sefer Yichusin, because Klal Yisrael has a value more than any other nation in the world of that connection that we're a part of, going back to Hashem revealing Himself on Har Sinai. That's precisely what gives us the right to continue and bring that with us going forward. As Moshe Rabbeinu tells us, Levanecha, Levnevanecha. So it wasn't just, okay, you keep count, you don't keep count, you have a pure lineage, you have the integrity of your generations. It's because we maintain that Mesorah, that generation-to-generation link, that makes it worthwhile for the Baruch Shalom to entrust us with his treasure. Just want to close with a story. I mentioned this recently in Shul, but I could tell the story 10 times a day and I never get tired. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky was once flying to Eretz Yisrael, and he happened to be seated next to a secular member of the Knesset, or a high-ranking official in the government. And Rabbi Yaakov was traveling with a grandson of his, who was, I guess, sitting back in coach, and Rabbi Yaakov had a chush of a seat up front. And the grandson, every few minutes, would come and say, Zaidi, how are you doing? You want a drink? You need some help? Are you comfortable? And after a little while, this member of the government who was sitting next to Rabbi Yaakov said, I don't understand. You know, my grandchildren, I'm lucky if, you know, once a year on my birthday, they give me a phone call. They never come to visit me. They never, you know, they don't show any respect. And you have this grandson who treats you like you're $1 million. What did I do wrong? He said a very, very simple line. He said, the difference between me and you is that my grandson looks at me as two generations closer to Har Sinai. Your grandson looks at you as two generations closer to the monkeys. A lot to be said about that. But it's dafka because the Sefer Yuchsin, because we appreciate that where we come from is closer to holiness, closer to Kedusha, closer to the Rebbes, closer to whoever it is, closer to Maimon Har Sinai, and that we maintain the Odatim Levanecha Levnevanecha, that's precisely what Hashem says. That's why you deserve to have the Torah and to carry it from generation to generation.